Jesus is a wonderful Savior to each of us. And the fact he loved us enough that he died on the cross to give us an opportunity to make heaven our home. Yes, he is a wonderful Savior to me and to you. I want to thank you this afternoon for joining us on our worship service on this afternoon. I want to thank all the brothers that went before me as we are fulfilling those five acts that we find in Acts 2, 42 and 47, where we have the teaching of God's word. We give to the Lord as the Lord has blessed us. We commune with the Lord for the sacrifice that he made. And also we offer prayer to the Lord. And that's Acts chapter 2 and verse number 42. And then in verse 47, we sing praise unto God with the fruit of our lips. And we hope this afternoon if there's someone that is not in a proper relationship with the Lord, as Luke wrote in verse 47 of Acts chapter 2, that the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. One is not saved until they are added to the church according to the scriptures. And we'll share those guidelines, those teachings that one must follow in order for one to become a Christian. On this afternoon, we want to continue, as I do, connecting the afternoon message with that which was spoken from this morning, where we talked from 2 Timothy 3:16. Our subject title was All Scripture is Given by Inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We talked about the who on this morning who gave us the scriptures. The Bible teaches, Paul reminded Timothy, that all scripture are divinely influenced by God. And not only that, it's beneficial to us. We talked about this morning how doctrine shows us what is right. Reproof shows us what is wrong. Correction shows us how to get right. And instruction shows us how to stay right. That's righteousness that Paul was talking about. And so on this afternoon, we want to look from the Word of God. Thank again for our reader on this afternoon, where Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verses 10 through 12 was read in our hearing. We want to look at how God gave us those scriptures that we have penned by those men that were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Paul says that we have to begin in actually verse number 9, where Paul says to the Corinthians, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the thing which God has prepared for them that love him. Paul wrote that to those that were in Corinth, and he took that from Isaiah 64 and verse number 4, where Isaiah, through God, shared those same sentiments. But what we find when Paul wrote that to them, though he was repeating what Isaiah said, now we have heard, now it has now entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now we can know through the scriptures. Now we can know. Our ears can hear. It can enter into our heart the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And then Paul told the Corinthians the how that we'll look at on this afternoon. Paul says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Paul let them know that God, again, God is a divine nature, and that nature has been expressed in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So God has revealed, or the Holy Spirit made aware through the apostles, the message of the gospel, which allows us through obedience, salvation, and eternal life. So now he has entered into our hearts the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Paul let them know God has revealed this through his Spirit. And then he says, verse number 11, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Paul made a rhetorical statement. He said, what man knoweth what's in a man except the spirit of that man that's in him? Then he made a comparison. He said, even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Paul said, the Holy Spirit of God only knows the mind, the plan, and the purposes of God by searching the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit does that. And Paul said, that's why we have those things. Then he says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. But the Bible tells us, as Paul was teaching, he was letting the Corinthians know, now we have received not the spirit of man, Paul said, but we receive the Spirit of God, the Spirit which is of God. Excuse me. He says, and the reason is that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. God gave the word to man to pin down in a book, so it was revealed to us. We have 66 books, 39 in the old, 27 in the new, that was penned by men. And we'll see that as we continue with this text, where Paul says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. See, in the church of Christ, we compare spiritual things with spiritual. Be careful when people want to, from a philosophy standpoint, want to try to share things with you that are not in the Bible. You know, Paul, in his letter to those who are in Colossae, in Colossians chapter number 2, and the verse is number 8, Paul shared with them. He said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Yeah, be careful when those want to philosophize and not use the word of God to explain and share the things that we do. We compare spiritual things with spiritual things. Yeah, so we find here that what Paul was letting them know, that the apostles received the word of God by inspiration. Look with me in John chapter number 16. John chapter number 16, and the verse is number 13. When Jesus said to his apostles, how be it, verse number 13, when he, that's a person, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Yeah, Jesus shared with his apostles what the Lord was going to do. And then Peter, in his writing, said, I shared this morning, 2 Peter chapter number 1 and beginning at verse number 20, Peter shared, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture of any private interpretation, in other words, no man received this himself. He said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So we see here Peter shows consistency, where he shows that those men that God selected were moved by the Holy Spirit. And then Paul, when he wrote to the churches of Galatia in Galatians chapter number 1, and the verse is number 11. Galatians 1:11. Know what Paul said? But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. He said, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul says here, it was revealed to me by Christ. Yeah, it was revealed to me by Christ. I didn't get it from no man. No man taught me this. He said Christ revealed this unto him. So now, how do we get it today? Yeah, they received it by inspiration. But I want to say to us today, we receive the word of God by perspiration. And what I mean by that, we have to sweat and study the word of God to get understanding. In Ephesians chapter number 3, and the verse is number 3. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Notice now, we have to read it to get an understanding. Yeah, we have to be taught the word of God. We also have to study the word of God. That's 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, and the verse is number 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, Paul, in his letter to Timothy, as we studied earlier, Paul says, study to show thyself approved of God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I'd like to say this, the only way that one can become approved of God is when we apply or do those things that we find in the word of God. It's what Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount. Whosoever hears these sayings of mine and do them is not only my responsibility to learn the word of God, but it's my responsibility to apply the word of God in my life so others can see the change and or the growth in my life as a Christian. And so again, we have to study the word of God. And then we find an admonition in Acts 17 and verse number 11, when Paul was talking about the Bereans in Acts 17:11, Paul said, these, those Bereans, were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word of God. They received the word, with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So we have to search the scriptures. And I say this, you know, we have some of our elderly. And I say sometimes our eyes may grow dim and might not be as clear as they once were. But what we can do today, I would share and encourage, get someone. You can put the Bible, the word of God, on your cell phone, and you can listen to the word of God. You can stop it when you need to study more. You can just listen to the word of God, study the word of God. So I can read it if I can, but also I can listen to the word of God. Yeah, and I encourage us each morning. There ought not be a morning where the Lord allowed me to see another day, and I don't make time to study the word of God. I can read it. I can also, if I'm at an age, elderly, I can listen to the word of God and still make application to what the word of God has said unto me. So again, this afternoon, we just wanted to share the subject title, But God Has Revealed Them Unto Us by His Spirit. So God gave it to the apostles, and the apostles penned it on paper, that parchment, where we can now study God's word and make application to our lives. If you're on the call this afternoon and you are not a Christian, as I said this morning, the thing that you must hear, the thing that was revealed to man that man had not heard, is how man can receive salvation. And the way one receives salvation has first begun. One must hear something. One must hear the gospel. Paul said that in his letter to the Romans. So as much as in me is, Romans 1:15, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So it went to the Jews first, and then also to the Greek. One can obey God, so one must not only hear the gospel, three facts found in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, that Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and he rose again the third day. He died on a cross for our sins, buried in a tomb, and rose the third day, never to die again. You must believe that. Then one must repent of their sin. What repentance starts when I turn from the life I've been living and I turn to God. That's the beginning of my repenting. And then I must confess, not only hear the gospel, believe it, repent, I must confess. In Matthew 10:32, Jesus said, whosoever confesses me before men, Jesus said, I'll confess you before my Father. You must make the confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you culminate that obedience in water baptism. Yeah, as the eunuch did in Acts 8:37. He made a statement, I believe, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then he was water baptized for the forgiveness of all his past sin. And then the Lord, if we read in Acts 2:47, the Lord added anyone that's obedient to his will, God will add you to the church of Christ, the only church you can read about successfully in the Bible if you have a proper understanding. You know that there's one church, Romans 16:16, that's a descriptive phrase. It is the churches of Christ. And so when one obey the Lord adds you to the church, and then you need to serve and be faithful in the church. And so if there's someone today that is subject to an invitation, I'll have the person that's invited you to call to reach out to us, and we will make it happen that you can be added to the Lord. I thank you this afternoon for your listening ear. I now turn you back over to our song leader that will sing a song of invitation. Thank you very much.